Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't play the game for ties. I've told y'all before, I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, right now it's tough for me. You know, guess 10 years in, the first tie I've been a part of, it's hard to kind of wrap my head around it because I know I'd feel a hell of a lot worse if it was a loss. But I'm not satisfied. Not that I would be if we won, but yeah, it's a weird feeling.
Stupid.
Ties?
Absolutely. My problem with this?
You're no likey.
No. And this is my issue. It's like, if you're going to allow a tie in overtime, then why have overtime?
You're right.
It makes zero sense to me. Just have a tie at the end of the game. If you're going to have ties.
You have an overtime to avoid the tie, Ed.
Right. And then you allow a tie. It's the only sport that does this.
Yeah.
You know what happened? More ties in the NFL when they went to that whole no more sudden death.
Yeah.
Now everybody has to touch the ball.
Yeah.
Everybody gets the ball. No, it's overtime. It should be sudden death. It should be, and on the first team that scores anyway wins the game.
Period.
I'm going
to. You had four quarters to win the game. You didn't win. Now you got to suffer with this. You got a bad. You didn't win the coin flip. Too bad.
I'm going to surprise you guys and say something I've never said. I don't care. It doesn't happen enough for me to care about a tie in the NFL. Like, who gives a rat's ass? It's not going to happen in the postseason. It's kind of like...
So why let it happen in the regular season?
Well, why did MLB put a runner on second base?
To speed up. Because they don't want it to go 22 innings.
Have you watched some of these teams play on offense? Like, we might be just punting the damn ball back and forth, for all we know.
They don't have it. It's just stupid.
That's fine. If that's
figure out an alternative. Baseball, besides when they put the runner on second... You play until somebody wins.
Yeah, you're not going to be a tie.
So there's no ties. Hockey, you go 3-on-3 in overtime. If that doesn't get somebody, you know, a W, then you have a shootout.
How about this?
But there's no ties anymore.
How about for every overtime we go to, the opposing team, the road team, loses a player on the field? So after the first overtime, it's 10 or 11.
I don't care.
Okay.
How about we thumb wrestle for it?
Yeah. I don't care how they do it. Seriously, they can thumb wrestle. You can have a field goal kickoff. You can have a quarterback thrown through a tire that's swinging in the end zone.
A dance off.
I love
you
it.
Got served.
Ties are so stupid. It's a half a win.
See, I felt like, Jeremy, I thought you would like a tie because you kiss your sister a lot. Man.
My sister is good looking. I'm indifferent to it because it doesn't happen.
You just said it again. What? You made his point.
What?
You're indifferent. You'd be happy if the team went 0-17.
No. I just said it doesn't happen enough for me to say, oh my God, this is an issue.
It shouldn't happen at all. It's stupid. It's just like,
it is.
I don't understand.
A pro football game ends in a tie. Come on.
It's like the Charlie Sheen thing. I went to tons of orgies. Yeah, dude had to slip in there one time or two times. Winning. It had to happen once. I mean, who cares? It's a tie.
I mean, you play four quarters, you play another one, and you say, you know what? God, folks, go home. Nothing to see here.
We went to overtime because we were tied at regulation. We're going to fix this. I was still tied. I forget it.
Yeah, you know what ties are great for? Tiebreakers at the end of the year. Like, that's a half a win, so you can't tie anyone.
And that's another thing that makes it stupid. You didn't win. Why do you get in the playoffs over the other team? Because you lost one fewer game? You played the same amount.
They ain't lose.
You won the same amount of game. The object is to win the game. I mean, that's what Denny Green said. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what Herm Edwards said.
Mm-hmm.
You play to win the game. Well, evidently, when you have a tie, you don't play to win the game. You play to tie.
Especially, they're supposed to be so concerned about player safety. First of all, it's stupid, as I said. And then You're making these guys play an extra game. Say in the course of a season, you end up in, you know, three or four overtime games. It's possible. I'm not saying they're going to end ties, but you go to overtime a couple of times by some fluke. Now you're playing an extra game, and you're putting you guys at more risk. It's like, I don't get any of this with them. And this is, and a 40-point tie is even dumber. You scored 80 points and nobody won?
I didn't even think about it that way.
Yeah, but
there were 80 points scored in that football game where you didn't have a winner.
But if you did the alternative there and you start going to like what college does, or you go to
which I don't mind.
You do like a 2-point conversion shootout or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get up on the line, you get one play. Do you score? Get up on the line again. Do you score on that play? And
how about this, Jeremy? I'm glad you said that. How about this? The NFL sets you up at the 25-yard line going in, but there's no extra points. You got to go for two. You got to go for two. I guarantee somebody's going to miss that 2-point conversion.
More than likely.
Yeah, go for it then. Go for that. Do something. Make it more exciting. But
I'm okay with that. And I'm actually okay with what Ed said. If it ends at a tie in regulation, then it's a tie if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah. If you're going to allow ties, then have a tie.
What?
Nothing.
You had an interesting look. What?
It was an interesting runner.
Oh, that? Oh, outside.
Outside.
I thought something was on the music. I was like, what is he listening to?
No. It was an interesting runner.
Okay.
410-583-1057.
Do you want me to tell Rob or do you want to tell him?
Tell me what?
What?
When we go on camera, what happens to this thing?
Oh, yeah.
What happens to it?
First of all, you know, again, along with ties, I don't want cameras in here. I don't want ties in the NFL. I do not want cameras in the studio.
What happens to this thing?
That's closed every day. Your window is closed permanently.
Yeah. No chance.
Bye-bye.
It has to close once the sun comes out.
Okay. When we do overnights, we can solve that problem.
Hey, the sun's down until 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but the sun will come out tomorrow. We can do it
I'm just saying. Jeremy's not here. You could leave it open.
Why?
Because it's the camera angle looking at you because there's too much sunlight behind you.
So I'm the problem?
You would just look like a black blob.
I'm the problem for Rob. I'm the reason Rob can't have his window open.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.